The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Two not-so-young inventors are released on parole after a 10-year stay in Alcatraz.
Sven Ingeborg. Henry Mossmouth. I find your attitudes maudlin, your personalities cloying, and your visages disturbing. I would let you rot if I could. However, the nation is hemorrhaging men, and I've been instructed to free those deemed non-violent. Scurry now, my little pussycats. Flee.
Institutionalized and obsolete, our heroes rocket into an unknown world ravaged by war. Will they turn the rising tides of doom? Find out on this week's episode of Bubble Boys.
Hello, Allied Armies. I'm Errol Burroughs. We have a wonderful camp show planned for you tonight, brought to you by the USO. We've got three ritzy dames you may know from the silver screen here to entertain, cheer, delight, excite, comfort, enthrall, captivate, elate, beguile, and remind you of what kind of gals are waiting for you back at home.
Sven, I'm excited for this show tonight.
Well, you know, the theater is supposed to open up your heart. I think this will tie the whole camp together.
Once we've really been moved through drama, we'll be even more invigorated and ready to go out and slaughter men.
Oh, Florence. Marla, whatever are we gonna do?
I don't know. The show's happening soon. We're down 2 members.
I know,
and I'm worried because I need a dance partner for the second number.
Oh, you do. Your two-step is not good without 2 other feet to do it with.
It really isn't.
No.
Hello, ladies. I can't help but notice that you're in distress. Is there anything me or my strapping idiot friend can do for you?
If there's any sort of cloth that we could get wet and press against your foreheads, we'd be happy to.
Well, I don't know, gentlemen. We have a very sticky situation right now.
We gotta put on a show, and we're down 2 performers.
Oh, you're the actresses in the USO show?
Yes.
That's true.
I should have known by how beautiful and charming and stunning you are.
Oh, stop it.
Also, your diction is very good.
Well, if we can be of some kind of assistance, we would more than happy to be. I'm Sven Ingeborg. This is my worse half, Henry Mossmouth.
Well, hi. I'm Florence Ziegler.
Hi. I'm Marla Hopebottom.
Oh, hello. I'm Sapphire Michelson.
Will you hold still so Henry and I can kiss you all on the cheek?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
I'm just going to kind of run by. Sven, I feel like my heart's about to explode.
Ladies, I feel like my heart's about to explode.
Mine too.
Henry, put your head between your legs.
Well, we're really in a tight situation,
I'm sorry,
boys.
Florence. Hold on a second. Henry.
Oh, we're back home in New York.
No, Henry, we're fighting in the war.
Oh, okay, we're still in a hellish battle for who will control the future of the globe.
Gentlemen, do you boys happen to know how to dance, perchance?
Marla, in fact, we do. Henry? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God!
Wow! Look at those feet!
They're flying every which direction!
I can't believe you threw them in the air.
So, yeah, I think we know how to dance.
Girls, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, I believe I am.
Me as well.
Maybe we should have these boys join us for a dance number.
What do you say, boys?
Henry and I actually have a thespian pass.
Wowee.
We played Richard III in Central Park. I was Richard and Henry was my hump.
That's right. I crawled into his back every night and I'd whisper lines in his ear that I thought would be funny and he'd swat at me.
Well, lucky for you and lucky for us, this show is a fun dance number. We're gonna turn this whole camp's frown upside down.
Oh, we certainly need it. Desperation has been thick in camp.
You'll catch on quick. Easy to learn.
What happened to the people that were supposed to do it?
Oh, it's rough to speak of.
It's true.
Florence.
Very sad endings those two had.
Mm-hmm.
Florence, don't lie to us. Shoot us straight.
What happened to those men?
Those men died doing the thing that they love most. Dancing. Well, Oliver, he was dancing, and he was doing a tap number he had just seen at another show. And he got very excited, and he said, hey, I think I could do that. So he tried it, and he couldn't, and he just kept dancing, and he just kept moving his legs real fast, like this.
I've never seen smoke come out of a wooden floor before.
Me neither. And all of a sudden, he was in flames. And it was because of his dancing. But he kept dancing because that's who he was, Oliver. He was a dancer and he just died dancing in a fire.
A fire he created from his feet.
It was really quite beautiful.
And metaphoric. He was the most passionate of our cast.
I would be so honored to do justice to the memory of this man who destroyed himself goofing around on stage.
Although Henry and I are eaten up by fear almost every waking moment, we would not shirk the duty to dance the dance of death.
Such brave words.
Truly.
Such strong men.
What about the other guy?
Marla knows that tale. She knew him better than anyone.
See, Oliver was on stage, and he was singing our nation's anthem. And he was singing so beautifully, but he didn't know how strong his vocal cords were, so he just kept pushing and pushing until his vocal cords started bleeding, and then blood's coming out of his mouth while he's singing the national anthem, and then blood's spitting all over the front row, and kids are screaming, you can't stop, but everyone gave him a standing ovation because at the end of the day, he showed his country how much pride he had.
No one is braver than men who get up on stage and perform for others.
They were both named Oliver?
Yes. So what do you say, boys? Are you in or are you out?
We're in. Where do we need to sign in blood?
Right here.
Not feather, leather.
Red letter, yellow letter.
Not a letter.
Mom, we need to focus. The show's soon.
Oh! Okay.
Let's try scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Now, I did not hear one variation in your pitch.
Thank you.
Better watch out here. Florence is a professional singer. She used to grace the stages solo. She might slap you.
Florence, I think you should just slap him.
Here I go.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
It worked.
I got it.
Well done, boys. Now we gotta shape up those feet of yours.
Oh, these lumps.
Here, try this. Just go a tippity-tap, a tippity-tap with your foot.
Tip, plap, poop, plap.
Not flap, tap. Tap.
Well, we got it.
The wheel of the water goes round and round. The wheel of the water goes round.
I'll go first and then we'll go together.
The wheel of the water goes round and round. The wheel of the water goes round. The wheel of the water goes round and round. And the wheel of the water goes round. The wheel of the water goes round and round. And the wheel of the water goes round. The wheel of the water goes round and round. And the wheel of the water goes round. The
waterfall down, trickle, trickle down. Down to the ocean, trickle, trickle down. Water flow down, down, trickle, trickle down. Down to the ocean, trickle, trickle down.
I'm gonna have that song stuck in my head for the whole rest of my life.
Now, for the finishing move.
Get the crook of your leg behind my neck.
Okay. Get ready to get tossed up in the air and then I'll catch you.
All right. I'm making myself into a starfish.
Okay, and I'm throwing you. And I caught you!
Wow!
Mama!
How about that, Hitler?
Now for the pre-show therapy sessions. Sven, sit down on this cushion.
Okay.
Sven, it seems to us four that there are some pent-up feelings down in that heart of yours.
And you gotta get real deep down there if you want to do a good performance. You've gotta really get in touch with yourself.
If I dig deep down, I don't think you want to see what comes up.
Oh,
We do, though. We do.
And as castmates, we must.
Everybody hold hands, and Sven, you just tell us how you feel.
Don't see I didn't warn you.
It's incredible holding your hands.
Oh. Yeah, like... I am Elspawn.
So compelling.
God.
Oh, Sven.
I was possessed as a child.
I feel so much closer to you right now.
I feel closer to everybody right now.
I feel ready to do a show with you right now.
The Allied forces are made up of an eclectic mix of men standing in solidarity for justice. We're all fighting for the same cause, but we may just be a little different. A Brit, an American, and a Canadian are standing watch.
Well, gentlemen, being on this war front is difficult, and the thing that I miss the most of home when I'm sitting in the trenches is my beautiful wife's long, flowing blonde hair.
Yes, I'd have to agree that what I miss most about my home is my wife as well. Sleeping by her in bed, her telling me kind things in her calming, feminine voice, such as, "Wow, what a great husband you are. What a fine education you have procured. What a wonderful job you have done raising your son as well as your daughter. I do hope that you are here to stay and another war will not break out that you have to fight and potentially die in. That is what I look forward to."
Being from Canada and all, the only sound I think of that I truly miss is the Canadian geese when they honk and they squawk in the sky. So that's a comforting noise. It's not a noise, it's a song. It's like a bird song. Eh, you guys ever seen a Canadian goose? Most beautiful bird I ever saw. How do you measure a feeling, you know?
Okay. The Axis powers are despicable and evil, but there is a much more mysterious and seductive ill haunting our front lines.
Oh, Private Hopebottom, how can I help you?
Well, Doctor, thank you for seeing me.
That's what I'm here to cure the soldiers that are liberating this continent of Europe.
You're doing great work. I have something a little embarrassing. My nether region tends to be burning more often than it has in the past.
Have you been engaging with the enemy? And by that I mean, well, women, not Germans?
It's technically against the rules, but if we're being honest, yes, I have. I have been engaging with women. Lots of women, sir.
Everything that's said in this tent stays in this tent, so I will tell you now that there's a beast inside you.
Get it out.
A slathering, sharp-toothed beast that likes to satiate itself with the pleasures of the flesh.
I want that beast out of my body, Doctor. I want it out.
As a one-time, I'll write you this prescription to clear you up. But keep in mind, Private, that you are the hope of America and the world.
I'll never forget that for the rest of my life. Thank you, Doctor. You've changed me.
You've changed me, Private.
No, you've changed me,
no,
Doctor.
No, you've changed me.
Oh, well, you've changed me also. Okay, bye.
Private Michelson, how can I help you?
Hi, Doctor. I got problems.
Let me guess, Lockjaw?
Oh, no. That's been around since I joined the forces. I got some problems in my lower half. You see, there's a painful burning coming from between my nether regions. That's between my legs and above those things that help me procreate. And it's very uncomfortable.
Well, Private, there's no medicine for regret.
Oh.
I have to guess that you've been breaking your vows as a soldier and laying with women.
Oh, you caught me, Doctor. You caught me red-handed, or should I say with my pants down. Now, please don't tell nobody. There's something here, right? Confidentiality, trust between two men in a foreign country. There's gotta be.
Yes, you're right, Private. There's a connection between the two of us that goes deeper and broader than this war or my profession. We both have a desire to have babies.
Oh, so many urges.
But you have to fight it.
I can't fight two wars at once, Doctor. You can't expect this. I'm just but a little old man.
I don't want to ever see your face in my tent again.
Goop.
Here's a syringe. Mercury. You must inject yourself with this poison to alleviate the poison inside.
Oh.
Hello, miss. How can I help you?
Hi, Doctor. I have the question for you, okay?
Okay, are you German?
Yeah, from Germany.
Well...
The greatest nation in all of the world.
Well, that's arguable, Fräulein.
I don't want to argue. I want your help, Doctor, please.
Oh, okay. When you say it like that, I have to help. What can I do for you?
Well, I have the... what you might call... A little mark. And I want maybe you take a look under my skirt.
Is this a trick, Fräulein?
Nein, no trick. Germans are very honest people.
I don't believe you.
I think you should believe me. Believe me.
Okay.
Oh, that was easy, you sweet American.
You were about to say stupid, weren't you?
I was not about to say stupid.
Fräulein, have you been infecting all the soldiers in this camp?
What are you talking about? I love the soldiers. Yes, I love you, Doctor.
You know what they say.
That Germany is the greatest nation in the world.
No.
Oh, well, that's what I say.
Let me ask you this, Fräulein.
Okay.
Are you addicted to love?
I think we could all use a little more love, don't you, Doctor?
You are beautiful, and your wily German ways have infected my brain. But I don't want you infecting our soldiers anymore.
maybe we go on a walk.
I'll make a picnic for our walk.
I think this will be a nice last meal for you. I mean, a picnic.
Remember, men, the wiles of women can be tempting, but until you get home to your sweetheart or the missus, the only gun you should be firing is your rifle.
My name is Henry Mossmouth, and my best friend's name is Sven. We've known each other ever since the tender age of 10. Our love of blowing bubbles always interrupts our joys, but there's nothing we can do about it. We're the Bubble Boys.
Ooh, those Bubble Boys, those in and out of trouble boys, incorrigible, unstoppable, unfortunately poppable.
A couple of years ago, I stayed in a grand hotel. It was dank, it was hot, the lights were shot, the place it wasn't swell. But through the crumbling walls of the hotel halls, I spied a girl named Nell. And bet a dollar bill I would be there still, but for what I now must tell. I leaned into the peephole, and now I must confess, what lovely Nell was doing was unbuttoning her dress. But the hotel dick remanded me to the cell that dump employs. He heard the sound of my bursting gum. Pop! Bubble Boys.
Ooh, those Bubble Boys, those in and out of trouble boys, incorrigible, unstoppable, unfortunately poppable.
Adolf Hitler started off as an artist. Let's take a peek at this wretched imbecile's first exhibition.
Wow, this landscape of these mountains is absolutely breathtaking.
Just divine. I love the way each little dot comes together into the bigger picture.
Oh, yeah, critics. Take a look at what I made.
Oh.
Yeah, do you like it?
I'm a bit confused, to be honest.
Yeah, you think it's good, yeah?
Well, I don't know why it's so German.
Every country on the globe is labeled Germany.
Germany is the biggest country on there.
Yeah, everyone loves Germany, right? Hey, gentlemen out in the crowd, do you love Germany? Oh, they don't like my painting either.
Ooh, look at that one.
Oh, wow. You can really see the sadness and desperation in that woman's eyes.
So elegant and very good technique. Mm.
Oh, if you like that, you're going to love my painting of a woman.
Sir, that woman has a mustache.
It's a tiny little mustache.
Yeah, don't you think that's beautiful?
No, I think if you're going to paint a mustache at all, it might as well be a handlebar or something that covers the entire lip.
Why paint such a stupid, tiny little mustache?
Oh, yeah, well, these guys out in the crowd, they love a little mustache, right, fellas?
Oh. This one.
Oh. So abstract. The shapes suggest something that is not.
And it's almost as though the squares and circles are dancing together. It's really fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you like that, then you're going to love this.
What is?
Line.
Your line is, tell me what you like about the painting.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what you like about the painting.
Well, I don't like much about it.
No.
Nor do I.
Everybody is holding swords and bags of money.
Yeah, they're all me.
No, we can tell they're all you.
We can see that.
That's very apparent, sir.
It's just an army of one person multiplied. It could never happen in real life.
No, very, very egotistical.
Well, yeah. Don't you guys out there in the crowd think I should have a big ego? Oh, the critics don't like me. The Americans don't like me. I'm a bad little artist.
Hello, I'm Private Sven Ingeborg. I am one of you. Being here in Europe fighting the enemy Germans has opened my eyes on many things. I've written a song about the enemy and about the beautiful homeland we all hail from. Bratwurst crunching Hans has much to learn but won't live that long. There's one true snack that does a trick, it's hot dogs. Hot dogs make us tick. Far from home on the spotted soil, killing crowds sure can be a toil. You're not alone when you're far from home, when you light up a Chesterfield. Them boxheads sure are strange. They poop outside and they stand in the rain. They don't even have grandmothers. They were made in a tube and they eat one another. Jerry's best friend is a devil, dancing naked, chasing their tails. We'll bust up that Hun black magic with the power of Betsy Ross's fabric. Far from home on the spotted soil, killing crowds sure can be a toil. You're not alone when you're far from home, when you light up a Chesterfield. Future heroes of the US of A, there's one last thing we'd like to convey. When you're staring down Fritz on the battlefield, those goddamn crowds got a fate that's been sealed. Far from home on the spotted soil, killing crowds sure can be a toil. You're not alone or far from home when you light up a Chesterfield.
For our last piece, we have something very special from poet, playwright, and war refugee Bertolt Brecht. The USO Players present Valor.
We are soldiers. Soldiers that fight. Fight for fear. Fear inside ourselves.
We are caterpillars of the nation, chewing forth to make our tree of nations grow.
We are strong pioneers, covering new ground, pioneers who rebuild and tear down and rebuild and eat of the soil.
Each bullet is a seed that grows, death from life.
We are all FDR. We stand tall for him. We stand tall for all. We stand tall for us. One for us, one for all.
We are the enemy. Threat to all that is living. Threat to the seeds that are sown. Threats to ourselves and the future.
A soldier pours his blood into the soil and his duty. A soldier wrings his sweat from his brow and makes his nation proud.
Each soldier is a god, tossing small, big bangs into the world.
Children cry from the streets, hoping they are saved, hoping for freedom, hoping that one day someone will come back for them.
I wear a bonnet and many layers of my dress as I struggle through the tall grasses of a frontier that I have not yet seen but know.
I twist the landscape like I do ideals. I take what you think you know and make it a haze, a fog that spreads and makes sadness and pain.
A cinder lands on the exposed membrane of a nictitating eyeball. The eyeball blinks and the cinder is gone.
Each petticoat is a blindfold. Each gender an illusion.
Each bandana is a dream. Each flag waving through the air.
My heart.
Embrace your own fear until it is revealed as illusion.
Become one with the land that you have always known to be yours.
Sing freely the song in your heart to all others.
Renounce gender. Renounce history. Renounce convention.
Renounce tribe. Renounce pilgrimage.
There is no sexuality.
Untake truth. Undo.
Love is a crime, not feelings.
Each feeling is a star in the sky, and each conversation is a constellation within
Space
yourself.
Space is a vast emptiness that wishes to suck you in like a black hole. Upon the rings of the planet, you ride in circles, in circles, in circles, in circles,
in circles, in circles, in circles, in circles, in circles, in circles.
Speak with your bank teller or postmaster about buying U.S. war bonds.
We did it!
Oh, wow! Gosh.
Well, I've never had so much fun on stage.
I don't think I have either.
No, that was such a rush. Thank you, gentlemen. You were fantastic.
Oh, talk about a rush. Ladies, thanks for getting us involved.
We couldn't have planned a better show. I mean, I don't even think the Olivers could have done it.
Oh, wow. That's very flattering. And I have to say, if it wasn't against the law and we wouldn't be imprisoned or hung because of it, we would quit this war life and become full-time actors.
Oh, you could. And you should give up on it. After the war, it'll end someday. I know it. You should both go into the arts.
And when you do, we'll be waiting for you.
I mean, your tap dancing moves, your singing, you two are something else. Huh.
I wouldn't mind tap dancing my way through a little bit of Shakespeare. How about you, Sven?
How about this? I'll put on this record here. We'll slow dance.
We'll say there's three of us and only two of you.
We can all dance together.
Yeah.
Boys, we can't thank you enough.
Well, Marla, Florence, Sapphire, can Henry and I write to you?
The answer's a flat-out no.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode improvised by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, with Molly Ruthenberg, Stephanie Jones, Sarah Ashley, and Tim Joyce. Pop Bubble Boys, composed by Andrew Tischer and Michael Malarkey. Crazy Krauts, composed by Steve Nelson. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know it.
You ever heard of a skit before?
A short... No, I haven't.